Okay, we're up to page Tov Reish Chof Hei. Mitzvah Shishim Pnei Ma'achorev, Megil Dvoim, by the journey of the Reish Chof Hei. First temple was destroyed because of the three prime events. Idol worship, riot, morality, and murder. And Mitzvah Shishim, the Yoyski Bittar Mitzvah Tovim, Megil. Tell you the end of Mitzvah Tovim. Pnei Ma'achorev, Pnei Shahoyisal, Yoyski Nesvinim. They were showing that they put the bitachon in Hashem. You're laughing. This is serious business. This was not what we say today. A guy is a rasha. And he said, I'm a Pepe Hashem. We're not talking about that. That person is not a Pepe Hashem. So what were these people? The leaders would judge with taking bribery. They passed him for a price. The VA exterminated him. The VA was just doing black magic. And even so, we write in Hashem. Leva. Al Hashem Bekir Leva. Le Tovra Leva Ro. This sounds very strange. It's not sounding to me at all like Tovra. Guys in all the ways in the world, he says, don't worry, Hashem loves me. You know this guy. He murdered somebody. That's alright. Hashem loves me. It can't be that. The fifth of Hebrew Elaim, I've spoken to Zeus, and I've given to Yom Shanema. The three Zeus against these three Zeus. The Chen, Sien, Sadat, Tei Chodesh. Shalai Niyim Tiyin. Abayis Lebomas Yoram. Rach, Hazal HaKvashim V'Rokoshim Yichlu Megalis Lepos HaKanav Oime Kazet Zeshoma HaYehudis. Hazal, the great Hazal, the Rokoshim, Ki Megalim Zeposik Oime Kazet Zeshoma HaYehudis. Tovanire Lemabat Hashitri Shalonu Kisira Gemura. Reshoyim is total destroying the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Reshoyim is total destroying the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I said, what's going on over here? Like I said, it can't mean what I'm saying. The guy is nobody talking to Hashem, and just as Chadlish used to say about people, they parrot the talking. I used to say that the quack be talking. One rule is, if the person tells you how much he's talking, you can rest sure that he's not. Why? Because the talking is, the state of the talking is a very real, intimate relationship with God. It's something that's shared only between oneself and Hashem. And the person puts the whole time talking about how much about the talking is, that means he doesn't understand what Tokhan is. Tokhan is not something you have to show off again. It's a deep relation between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what is this Tokhan of these Bali Adairs and the Vice Regions? Rach Chazal Tidoish Baruch Kodesh Yoko Lekal's Tokhan and Al Oimek Neshama Yehudis. It can reveal to us the depths of a Jewish Neshama. Because you read the Pasuk, it sounds that these guys were, wow, taking these Shreichad and the worst thing you can think of. Dovah Adir Lamabah Hashishah Zalim Kisir Gimur Rishoy Vitoz Kodim HaKodesh Bok. How do these two things be in the same person? Please will ring on now. The Regulus Vitoz to be Tochum. The Binyan Rav Tzlicha Mevim Adam Gilei Yisuz Erkechom Lishoy Vitoz Vitoz HaKodesh Bok. He's been learning for weeks and months about this deep casual HaKodesh Bok. He said a minute ago, it's a Matregis El Yoyis V'Yir Aschei. Tag is the highest that the person can reach. Yira says, he has reasons, and so he was capable of always checking himself out, which I think Niki is, I think it's crystal clear, that's just relying on the fact that he's doing things right. And he gets to Madrigus Randolph and Chasidus, Kedusha, Yira says, the highest level Yira says is Bitoven. And the song this guy, the highest level Yira says is Bitoven. He's so Hashem in front of his eyes, he's living like a disposal. And then he's doing all these great ideas. What's going on? How's it? Yep. This is very intriguing shiur today. It's a dead word, intriguing. What do you call that? Suspenseful. What's he going to say here?
Yeah.
So. Zeus said that Odin Shul, Afabisha Chotu Yisrael. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. A person in Klal Yisrael can become a baby, and still he's Yisrael. He's still in the Shoma, he's connected to Hashem in some way. There's no, the worst Yisrael in the world still has some type of connection to Yisrael. That goes both. But once again, we have to remind ourselves, it's even worse than this, because the Gemara is saying, in Bani Sheyeh, they were always the Torah, and they did not have the Torah. So the person that we would say, oh, this is very public talking, is not a public talk. The man who's taking bribery in the Gimel HaDeir, he's there by public talk. What's going on? Shekat the Matah Shechei, Shei, Shom, Shei, Shoshan HaDeir. Oh, he's been the Kuda Kedusha, the Nusa, but he may condition us Yisrael, Eino, let us be evil. And this is the Mitzvah that we find. Sometimes the person gets to the lowest level and suddenly he wakes up and he comes back at Kodesh Bohu. That's because the Etzem, the Keshen of Kodesh Bohu, the Yidok, the Menu, Nidok, nobody will ever be severed completely from Kodesh Bohu. Ad Kama Sha'odim Mi Yisrael Yoye Mishari Tzumer Achmanos Son Pidjoy Mekuzah Ulu Nisoye Im Yadzu Meshuga Im Lidlo Yisrael Choyne Ba Kodesh Bohu Agarina Kodesh Yisrael Yoch Latzmir Yichobe Soitze Kiddush Mishkan Pitom Pelej Nishoye. So we're saying you have the worst people in the world, but suddenly something can wake them up. And we see this constantly, so many people that are part of the real world today that they reach very, very low levels and suddenly something happens. It's hard to know what causes it. The story of my sister once heard that a guy was a doctor in America and he was writing death certificate for a guy. Some of the guy tells him, Moshe! That was a Jewish name, but the doctor was not from. When was the last time you put on to him? He said, my bar mitzvah. And then the guy died again. So how did they find out of the story? About a year later or so, this doctor went to one of these Arachim seminaries, the Yiddish guys. So they asked him, when he told him the story, he said, it's nice for you to show up a year later, but what do you do the last 12 months with this story? So I tell you the truth, that I told it off to my friends, and interesting things that happened, I just went on with life. In other words, you can have something that, what's going on with you? This is like to shake you up completely, but it doesn't necessarily shake the person up, because the person, if you're on an auto drive mode, you're not thinking of that life. So, okay. I don't have to have explanations of everything in life. But instead of shame, you have times that, yes, within each one of us, we have these times that we suddenly get a certain disorder that, oh, Uya Shakosa ben Yoina, Aragimora, Rafa Samachimo, Tosh Bakapora, Ezu Pazitana, Shakokufi Toyo Fuyimbo. Abi Yoina, Bakol, Zokhevo, Zahir. As a Pazitana, that all of the Toyo Fuyimbo, Bakol, Zokhevo, Zahir. There's a wonderful topic, which the Rabbin in the Shmoyle Prophet says, this topic is a proof to Torah Mitzina. No one can come up with such an idea. Anything you do, you can come close to Hashem through it. There's nothing that's a meister that is not a musician. We have had to wipe yourself in the bathroom is a musician. Which hand can you do this? Well, I'm sure you. Yeah. And we're always connected to another soul. I have to go into the bath and say Asher Yosef, which is one of the most uplifting prophets we have. Today, if people say Asher Yosef because of the school of good health, but it's also sound a good way to connect to Hashem, to pay attention to all the great things that Hashem is doing within your body. Pindle Chloe, Machi Nasi, everything exactly working perfectly. Amazing. The stomach is hydrochloric acid. Burning up, taking things apart, and then right after it goes into the intestine with the sodium bicarbonate, the exact opposites. and had to open at the right time, close the right time. If the two things mix together, you can't digest anything, because you put the acid together with the alkaline in the Brazil. We have to have super acid of the super alkaline, and the cloud doesn't burn through. If you eat a nail, you can corrode the nail. The stomach, non-stop, 24/7, hydrochloric acid inside the stomach, nothing's happening. Put your finger in there, your finger will get shriveled up the stomach. Should make some mucus, some things. You can go to the small intestine, things start getting absorbed. All kind of glowing, you know, this they take in, and that one not to take in, and all complicated machinery over there. Unbelievable. Somebody had a time that it should be also to eat on Shabbos, because the oyver is a toilet inside the intestine. All the good things go out and the bad things stay inside. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is, but the cannabis can sit there, I feel it also. Right there. And then you go to the large intestine, and then you have the biggest belly. You have trillions of what are those things called? Chaydakim. Bacteria that happen to live in our stomach. I never was aware exactly how the babies get it. I guess they get the food from mothers. It's a whole world in itself inside it. And they're processing that also. Different come about also. You need to get them, you don't get them, and they also make them. Vitamin B12 is only made in that area of mammals, not kosher animals. It's important. Anybody goes to the doctor must probably take a vitamin B12, and yeah, if you're over 50 at least. Well, godliness, it's an amazing thing. You know, vitamin B12 has a very interesting thing in it. It has something called cobalt. You can't live without cobalt. So that's what we're saying. In everything you do in life, it's a way to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even for Dvara Beja, what is that? Now this is more complicated. What is the feel of Baradeya? You say, no Hashem when you're doing Baradeya. Teida dame ishe ganda pu maktato rachmona koi. You have a ganda who's the honest maktato, digging his way, trying to blow open the safe, and he's starving Hashem, and he's making me a pas kodo, and he's having a shemayim. That is the frum ganda. Because there's a ben yoyin out there. Chosid of the Yemen of the great Yishayim said, "He made his call to come there. He made his Omer of Yina Bitoven. Rechavu paid Torah for Yina Bitoven. Unbelievable." So the call to hell the Eil, which I showed, so the Rambam says that this is Ruach HaKodesh. Nobody came up with this idea that every facet, everything I do in life is with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Can be, or should be with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The way they come to Hashem. They say, "Rambam, mundane things, you know, certain religions you have to." You want to be religious, you have to fast day and night for 20 years or whatever. We're saying, no, you have to eat. You have to eat and appreciate the food that you're going to talk about. So, finally, that's a chiddush of the teacher. And then Yehuda is saying, this possible called the head of the eil. Whatever you do is a way to get closer to Hashem. That is bitachon. Bitachon means non-stop recognition and interacting with the people. But if you're a guy of an instant like Paris, the Pacha Teshu Tzvei Rachmonen, he calls out to the Rachim Lachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umar lo yim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishe nitzvaz v'cheito. What is that to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When he's involved in this faith, Ulam Nifloyim Da'aki and Shoma Yehudis, Shakadosh it's not a spira. He can have a Yitzhahara, which is according to Avedis, and at the same time, have a Kedrin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A real thing, not a fake one. Needless, the Kedrin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kasher Yishroyim, I'll ask you, Shem, the Kedrin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simenon, Ki Yadayim, Lo Nirka, Kedrin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem, Kudak, Kedrin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yadayim, Kedrin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The basis is saying, a person who which is not involved with Kosh Kof in his life, that's a person that is not living with Bitochen. A person that doesn't involve in Kosh Kof in his life, he has a level of Bitochen. And that's what we're saying, that these people, the Pais Rishon, it's hard to imagine, it's that very strong Yetzirah with his own, we know it's a, the Mar describes that as something that even great people cannot control. But every person has the Yetzirah. These people have had the Yetzirah for Varayis, what it was. But for Maisa, they were living in a complex situation, but they said, Echad, they recognize it. The Chiyas is the Makadosh Baruch Hu. So to initially specific Avedis, tremendous Avedis. How do we know who's who? The Gemara itself says it. He says, this same guy, he's the Yetzer of Avedis, he's the Yetzer of Avedis, he's the initial guy. What happens when his neighbor didn't lend him something, or whatever, didn't behave nicely to him? And that chelik didn't bother him at all. Why? Because he knew that if something happened between him and his neighbor, he shouldn't take it personally, because everything is, after all, set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's it, he started from Hashem. So he didn't have the Yetzirah, a super Yetzirah in this issue. So respect everything else. That's why he said, in Bais Rishon there's no sin as pinim. So people cannot hate one another, they got along. Because they recognize, not because they didn't care. They're too busy with Kodesh Baruch Hu to think about it over here. The Marsh is other again. They had a clarity that what happens in life is brought to you by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there were never fights between people. Even when they were coming to the disagreements. So, okay, go to bed and they resolve the not their issue. But it was never taken to bring the person to a point of anger and hate.
They did have a tzicha.
Yeah.
So.
The tzicha wasn't out of Sinusinim, it was out of he wanted to make money or whatever. I don't know what it was. Once again, you're right, it is a contradiction. If you have your tongue, you don't. Don't say how to do about I'm still converting people. That was a certain lacking with the Talmudim. Love would be all encompassing, would have overridden all the Yitzhak's also. So we're Rishonim. A tzaddik is a tzaddik, and we're talking about for years' faith, is that his life, Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is so crystal clear that his strongest force within it is stay away from Avedis, do the rest of Hashem. The last thing in the world he wants to do is any. No matter how much of a natural inclination he has to it, but the clarity of his positive desire to go overrides everything. And maybe it keeps him away from Avedis. So anything that is not on this Madrega, it was not enough to control the path of Avedis. But they were living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Even the Rosara.
What?
Rosara is a Sira, so.
It's not Yitzhak, but it's Yitzhak, everything is Yitzhak, but Yitzhak is also Yitzhak. Azar doesn't mean you don't believe in God. What Azar is, they had a certain strong Yeshiva that going through this intermediate would bring me all kind of wonderful things. So they had that thing. And they knew it was wrong, but they couldn't control it. The idea that wasn't wrong wasn't strong enough to overpower that. And that's another, it's a sorry Yitzhak. They knew the reality of the world is, this world was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and everything happens by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything he has by Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything comes to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And somehow, they have some kind of tricks to fool a person. For example, in the case of Avodah Zarah, the most powerful trick of the Yetzer Hara is not the one that tells you, we mentioned it a few times. Number one is it tells you can't manage without it. Okay, go for that. Kodesh Baruch Hu will be away from you. It's the worst one. He says, listen, you have to embellish your Avodas Hashem by going to the Avodah Zarah, and this is also something which is an intermediary between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's also something that can put into the world, take advantage of it, other rabbi, will make you a better Avodah Hashem. There is always a tricking people, but they fell for it. Come upon, the way you don't fall for it is you find out what the Torah says. And today we have the Shulchan Aruch. What's his lefichah? Because they took the bribery and they got money for the stocking. And the false prophets, what are the three punishments? So it's a one chance for the test. And Hashem says, the fear of Atzilayim is Shiftolo Miyas Betchoyin and Hashem. Maybe because we're looking for us to give our babies. Rav the Kiyom Gomer Kamoy Gesayim. Yeah, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings three Koranes and three Adavis. These Koranes and these three Adavis, and that didn't totally destroy them like it did in the story. Like it says, Tzion Shonet Tehorish, Tzion Yerushalayim will be like a plow field. The Yeroyim Zviya, it will be plowed. You know, the destruction of the base of Mikdash, the destruction of that Kesher that we have, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we didn't live up to that Kesher, and therefore, it had to be stopped. Because if Hashem shows a tremendous kibbutz, and we don't latch into it, and we, even though we recognize it with Hashem, but it's not enough to prevent us from doing Avedis, then Chas Hashem, we're worthy of destruction. So that had to be destroyed. No base of Mikdash. Now it's a little bit less demanding. But it's a sovereign. It looks like there's nothing left. But the field is inside Hashem, where everything sprouts from. That's what it's saying. Hashem never makes a matzah for Klal Yisrael, so it will totally destroy. It's always a matzah. There's room for tzmicha, planting. Yerushalayim le'im, v'chein v'paisa, chom l'ziyar. Shemiyah is davar ha'tzameh. It's a place where this part was like a field, and the other place was like a forest. Yeah. The Hashem left room for life. Not only left room for life, the destruction of the base of Mikdash was for the survival of Klal Yisrael. We cannot manage with a higher level of Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll have a lower Kesher, less demanding Kesher, and we'll work with that. And that's the way we'll spread forth from that our Kesher Hashem. There's a double mitzvah that people got to show that we are usually told to move on a Baiser Yishin. They would give up the Ronis Goshes. Be'etzen, they could have gotten Goshes and Melech Seder Kolaunza, which is Zohar Loi Tatsmiach. And we have in the Pesukim, in the Tzavim, that Christ released Hashem, everything will be full of Gophers and Melech, sulfur and salt, and there's nothing can go over there. They're like saying by Moya. As they may call the Kohen by Hashem, since they have that internal, real recognition that I am talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu, that gave room for a non complete destruction, destruction that will end this relationship as is, but leave room for spanning forth its theory. This laid the groundwork for the base of Mikdash. This cloud field was really after Bais Rishon, and that sprouted forth the Bais Sheni. Okay, so this is the basic thing of life. So I'm going to start learning the Shulchan Aruch this week. First, second Shulchan Aruch. Please, Hashem, make me something. Please recognize I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Gemara is coming at is, you have the Yisrael, you have to work on it. For sure. If you have things with people, you have to realize, work on it. It's not him, it's not them. Something goes to me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a working out. Not a big person. So, we're in time now of preparing for food already. This is the time of Knois Kol Yehudim, getting back together again, appreciating one another. Like we mentioned the last day, the Jews out there in the Ukraine, I have no idea what we're talking right now, but they are in danger, and we should be misfiled for them. Not nice and peaceful. Show them. Have a new month of Yeshua's day with everybody.